The Gemara in Daf Aleph and Beis brings down the din of Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekayme, one of the Takanas of Yeshua, and the Gemara has a kasha from this din that it says Hamaitzah Meis Mutar B'Sartim Mefanei Leminasarti Leminasartiya LeSmolasartiya Sadabor V'Sadanir V'Chulei. So basically, it says over here that if you find the mace in the middle of the street, you have a right to bring him to the field on the right or the field on the left, and it goes to different cases where you can move him to different fields. And the Gemara says that you see from here that we must hold the Meis Mitzvah LeKana Mekayme. What's the kasha? The Gemara, so Rashi explains Mefaneu. The Ramas Mufanei, Rashi says, "Amalo kana mekayme." See that he's not kana mekayme. The kana mekayme, matzi bal sada shalmin mishosam al akubei. If it would be kana mekayme, then how could you bring him to the sada on the right or the left? They could be makiv and say, "No, you should. He's kana mekayme wherever he died, and you can't force him upon us." That's how Rashi learns the kasha of the Gemara. So lechard, there's a starker kasha in Rashi. I saw this kasha is asked by Rabbi Lynn Steinman. It's not in the Ayal Sashach over here, but it's actually brought down in the Chuvas Chalkis Yaakov from Yaakov Reish from Switzerland in the Chelagal Simon Vav. He brings this kasha that he heard. He says, heard this from Baron Leib. This is going back when this was printed in 1951. So Baron Leib must have been no later than in his 30s at that time. And he asked his kasha to Yaakov Reish. Baron Leib spent time in Switzerland. And he asked him the following kasha. He says, why does Rashi learn that the kasha of the Gemara is that if you hold Kana Mekayme, then how could the field of the Balsad Shalmin Mishal Smoke be Ma'akiv? Why doesn't Rashi learn Kibshutai? Rashi should say the kasha is that if you hold Kana Mekayme, how can you move him at all? Luchar is Kana Mekayme wherever he died. What right do you have to move him? That Luchar should be the Pasha of the kasha of the Gemara. And talk if you look at Rashi and Ervin says the kasha like that. So the question is on Rashi Obir, why does Rashi learn that the kasha is that the other Balasadis can be Ma'akiv, learn Kibshutai, that Luchar, if you hold Kana Mekayme, you shouldn't be able to move him at all? So as I affected by and laid. Nemesis is Mechavin to Rabbi Kibega. Over here in the Chidush, Ramash asks this kasha. Rabbi Kibega says that, the kasha is very pashut, then if it's kana mekayme, how can you move him? It's arachian. It's not a shtaka kasha. And Rashi, why does Rashi not learn the kasha kipshutai? And the truth is that the Madur Bas over here already asked this kasha, and Madur Bas says a teretz. He says like this. He says that in a chinami, that even if you hold the meis mitzvah kana mekayme, that doesn't mean that you can't move him. That just means that you have a right to force the Baal HaSada to have the kvar happen in his field. But let's say the Baal HaSada says, I want to move him to a basic kvaris, that's fine. He could take him to wherever he wants. The point is, we want to make sure that the meis gets a proper kvura, so we could force it upon the Baal HaSada that we have a right to force you to be kaivrim in your field. You can't be meicha. But if you want to take him elsewhere, if you want to take care of it, then he could bring him to a basic kvaris. That's even if you hold kana mekayme. That's what the Yisayid Hadin is. So we may look. The kasha of the Gemara cannot be how are you allowed to move him. That's not true, because whoever found him can move him somewhere else. But the kasha is how can you force him upon a different field? That other Baal HaSada could say, well, if it's Kana Mekayme, he's Kana Mekayme by you, not by me. What right do you have to bring him to me? But the Etzem Vardab, how can you move him? That Rashi held is not necessarily a kasha, because even if it's Kana Mekayme, it's Kana Mekayme that you could force it upon someone that he's Mechayv either to bear him in his field or be Metapa with it, but it's not an Isser to move it. That's how the Madur Basa answers the kasha on Rashi. Mamas, this teretz of Madur Basa is lechar tali in a chakira in the din of meis mitzvah kana mekayme, and this is something the Chazon Ish clears and Shlomo Zalman also over here in the Michal Shlomo, which he actually speaks this out as well on his own, sort of to answer the kasha on Rashi, that the Chazon Ish clears, what's the pshat in this din of meis mitzvah kana mekayme? Is it the pshat that the din is that we have a right to force the Baal HaSada wherever the meis is found, that we could force you to have the kever be in your field? You don't have a right to say, I don't want him, someone else should take care of him, move him somewhere else. You don't have a right to do that. We want to make sure the mace has proper covenant mace, so we force you to have to have the kever in your field. But if you want to bring it to the basic forest, if you want to take care of the kever somewhere else, that's fine. It's not a chiyav in this place, but after it's a chiyav on the Baal HaSada, he has to either accept him in his karka or bring him somewhere else. Is that the pshat, or is the pshat the no? There's kana mekayme literally, that this becomes its makim. There's an iser to move him, iser tilto from that makim, that because we want to make sure to ensure that there's proper covenant mace, once you start moving him, maybe it won't happen, maybe no one's going to bury him. So we say it's kana mekayme, he has to be buried in that field, but dafka, nowhere else. Those are the two tzadim l'chazon ish. And l'chayr, this teretz of the Madur Basra would be going like the first tzad, that the pshat is that it's not a chiyav kvar in this makim, it's a chiyav on the Baal HaSada, then he has to either be kaivrim or he can move him elsewhere. But if he wants to move him elsewhere, it's fine. So the kasha would never, the kasha gemara is not, how can you move him? About you can move him if you want. But the kasha is, how can you force the Baal HaSada to take him? That's Sada Yamin Vesmol, Luchar, it's already Kana Mekayme in a different field, and therefore it's the achayas of the, wherever he's found the first time, it's not the achayas of the Sada and Yamin Vesmol. But it could be Rashi and Ervin is going like the other tzad, that the pshat is that it's a issa to move him. If it's an issa to move him, then you can move the kasha kapshutai. That if you hold Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekayme, how is it mutar b'chal to move him? And that would be the pashas in the kasha of the Gemara.